Well, the song wasn't good enough for the first four albums.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Reworked it a little bit. James Young, guitarist for Styx, is 68 years old today. And he and Dennis DeYoung, no relation, wrote a song called Lorelei. But they didn't like it. They didn't like it. That's four times for the four albums they did not put it on. They changed record labels, reworked it, and then all of a sudden, apparently, it was good enough.
Lorelei is not really based on any particular person. Dennis and I had actually come up with a hook for a different song that was Live Our Lives Together with the same melody line and moving parts as Lorelei, but the rest of the song really wasn't up to par to get on one of our first four albums, so when it came time to do our first record for A&M, we sort of restructured it and changed the hook to Lorelei, Let's Live Together, and made it a little bit hipper.
And it made it all the way up to number 27, which I guess is still good. Not number one, but... Brian May, very outspoken when it comes to journalists, politicians, governmental issues, people he disagrees with as he's on the road with Queen. But this person really got under his skin. I'll just read it, not in a British accent. You're welcome. I'm usually very careful to credit anyone whose photos I post, but in this case, at the end of the day, I must have forgotten. So rather than write to me and say, Dear Brian, you seem to have forgotten to credit me on this picture, this person, Barbara Krimmer, that's her name, reported me to Instagram and they not only took the picture down, but disabled my whole account until I dealt with the issue, which took 45 minutes of my time that I could not afford because the link refused to work on my phone. What an incredibly unfriendly act from you, Barbara. You not only took my picture and are evidently exploiting my image and making money off me without so much as a buy your leave, but you actually stopped me using a picture of myself on my page. What a crazy world we live in these days. All I can say is, if you feel you were violated, I feel pretty violated myself. To the point where if I ever discover that you're at one of our concerts in the future, look out. I'll be tempted to have you thrown out.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.